What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, girl. This new year, start a healthy habit taking care of your skin. You find the right skincare routine, you feel confident, you feel ready to go to Malibu, go to a move into a mansion and get hit on by a race car driver / realtor in a cardigan. BioClarity is a three-step skincare regimen that delivers glowing, clear skin by reducing redness and boosts your natural confidence. What's cool about it, a lot of other acne treatments, they sort of irritate the skin or they dry them out, but BioClarity is packed with clarifying botanicals and new Floralux, an ingredient derived from chlorophyll that won't irritate your skin. Plus, it's 100% vegan and cruelty-free, and it's delivered right to your door. It is a three-step process. It's really cool. I think you guys will love it. You get a foaming cleanser. You get a treatment. You get a restorative gel. You can use it twice daily. It won't dry out your face. So start the new year with a healthy habit. Go to BioClarity.com. My listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That is a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter my code ROSE. That's bioclarity.com and enter my code ROSE. Hi, guys. It's Arden. I'm in my hotel in Atlanta, and it's going to be sort of an abbreviated podcast today because I have been shooting every day, which is very exciting. But that means it's been hard to actually do the podcast. But I did a short one today with Sarah Colonna, who's on my show with me. We did it in her dressing room, and it got cut off at the end. So my apologies. But the good news is we will be going over anything that was missed this weekend at Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest, this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Cobb's Comedy Club. I will be with my girl Erin, with Secretary of State Patrick Brewster, with creepy Uncle Steve Heitner. I will be with Bachelor of the Year Robert Benedict. Anna will be there. I think Katie will be there. But then we will have the hottest Russian accountant in ever-to-wear teenage ladies' leggings, Alex. We will have the hilarious Dolphin, the Dolphin / Shark, Alexis, and we have the sexy, sassy Jasmine will all be joining us this Sunday, 4 p.m., Cobb's Comedy Club as part of San Francisco Sketchfest. You can get tickets on our Facebook page. And at the very end, I will read the tweets that got cut off in a couple of emails. So thank you for listening. I know it's a shorty today, but we will work it all out this Sunday, and that podcast will be going up live, I believe, next Monday. Okay, goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, lovers. You're coming from Atlanta, Georgia today. From a trailer of a lover and friend.
Will you accept this rose?
Oh, Hello, girl.
Not really anywhere. Turn off the volume on the text and let you have the music.
No, I get it. I understand. That's the kind of raw realness you're getting. You just heard the audio of a Super Bowl winner texting in over the most important theme song known to man. Hello. Is Arden Marie. Welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? I am here in Atlanta, Georgia, basically on the set. I am in the trailer with a Will You Accept This Rose podcast favorite. She's been on.
Do you feel like it's warm in here?
No, I like it. Okay, it's so fucking cold out. You might recognize that sultry, dulcet tones from Chelsea Lately, but you will soon this August recognize her from the cast of the most important television show next to The Sopranos that has ever happened.
It's true.
The Insatiables, Miss Sarah Colonna. Sarah.
Hey, Arden.
Hi, but we really spent a weekend together,
didn't we? We did, because we're working on this show together.
We went to a drag club.
We went to a drag show together. We went to a drag show and we watched football together. We did two very different things.
I will say the drag show, we got to go with our lovely coworker, Alyssa Milano. Turns out every drag queen is named Alyssa after Alyssa Milano.
That's right. They did say it was after her.
She was a pretty good sport about it. But yeah. After like the 15th, I think she was like, all right, yes, I get it. You're the boss. And it was like, time to go. When Tony Danza came out in full face contour and was dancing, it was time to go.
She was like, it's time.
It's time. And then I got to go watch at our co-star, Dallas Roberts. He hosted, guys, I saw my first football game. Aaron Foley would be so proud.
I can't believe you went this long in life without watching a football game.
I've napped to a few football games. I like this roar of the crowd. I like to think I'm killing it, honestly. My dad used to watch a lot of sports, but football was the one game that I never understood. Like, I can kind of follow tennis, or I could follow soccer or basketball. Like, I just don't get the rules. Like, we're not a sporty family, you know?
Yeah, the rules are confusing.
But it was so exciting to watch with you and John Ryan, your husband, who is the captain of the Seattle Seahawks, and he let me wear a Super Bowl ring.
He did. He let you take a picture with it and wear it as long as you wanted.
Has he ever worn that, like, early on? We're like, will you wear that while we make sweet, sweet love? Have you made love with a Super Bowl ring on?
I don't think I have. It's too bulky.
Or have you worn the ring?
It would get in the way of things.
It is bulky. Yeah, you don't want that coming to your nether region. No. There's a lot of metal in there.
The first night he got it,
yeah.
I do remember that I passed out with it on. Because I was like, oh, let me wear it for a minute, and then I fall asleep.
Oh, my God. In my mind, you were so psyched to have it on that you went on some weird bender, and then you woke up, you passed out, and you're like, what happened? Like, next thing you knew, you were, like, deep, like, almost in Mexico. You got past San Diego, but not quite over the border.
Not quite. Just to Tijuana.
You got to Tijuana. You got involved in some shady shit, and
no,
here we go.
No, I was in Tacoma doing a show, so it was, like, it wasn't even exciting.
Are you guys, like, royalty in Washington State?
We are. We were voted the third most powerful couple in sports after Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra.
Okay.
And then someone else.
But your number.
And then we got like 3%.
Sierra Wag.
We got like 3% of the
that's
vote.
That's so good.
It was on a newspaper. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I want to tell you my best thing I ever got.
I can't even believe I got 3%.
I got 3% once on Who Wore It Better. It was a dress. Like, here's what I realized. You want to make it into magazines. Scour, like, Getty Images. Find an outfit that some much more famous, like some very famous person has worn that you'll clearly look worse in, right? Mm-hmm. And then buy the outfit so you can take the hit and like in touch when they're like, who wore it better? Like Olivia Wilde or whatever. Like, I'll always look worse. And I got like 1% of the vote. Which was like a pity vote.
I wish I would have seen that.
You know what? It was me and Hayden Panettiere, and I got like 3% of the vote. And it was the best thing. And I was like, this is genius. If I could afford the same dresses that these gals get,
you could do this all the time.
I would get the hit all the time. I would look worse than everyone. Thank you so much. Well, okay, so we have to sort of be brief today because we're actually filming, but this is how important it was to us that America needed to break down
yes.
The maybe sure the most. No, I think Nick's season was more boring, but this is very boring in a different way. Now, your husband got you into this, and he liked Ari until last night. Is that correct?
I think he still likes him. He wasn't as offended by him as I am.
Yes, you got mad.
I got him. I found him a little creepy last night.
Watching it, my overall impression was because I'm host the Bachelor podcast. I did my research, and I'd never seen Emily Maynard's season, so I watched it this fall. And I actually found that I didn't want to, but I liked Ari.
Oh.
But then watching it now, I'm like, he's been on the Vine too long. And now I watch him. He's disgusting. He doesn't ask one question. He's a dum-dum. And I think he's a sex addict.
I like that you came up with sex addict. I don't know where that exactly, like, you just read, like, his words.
I just felt like all he is, like, in my mind, the guys I know that, and again, I don't really know, I know nothing about actual sex addiction, but I feel like, it feels like he's almost dangerous because he does seem sincere, and it's almost a narcissistic way just to, he's not going to ask a question, but he's going to seem like a nice guy and somewhat dopey, but he just wants to fuck every,
he doesn't ask anyone a question about himself. He makes out with all of them, and then I don't care about an age difference.
Yeah,
like, as long as it's legal and it's fine.
Yeah, I don't care either.
But something about him with the nanny last night gave me the fucking creeps.
I agree with you.
I don't know what it was. He was like, it was the way he was talking to her. And it was like, it seemed so, like, he was so aware of how young she is.
Yeah.
And he was like,
still so wanting to fuck her.
Into it.
He was still so, yes.
Yeah. And she's only on to be on TV. She has,
obviously,
Instagram followers where she, like, makes the jokes about herself. And so she's just trying to be, which is fine. Like, whatever, half of them are. But she's not into Ari.
No. What's weird about it
is he's too dumb,
and they're really
playing to care.
They're really playing up, like, he's the same age Nick was last year, but they're really playing up like Grandpa Moses, like the fucking cardigans and like the kid, like he's they're playing up how old, like he's basically like, I'm really boring. I'm really old. I just like to go to bed. I'm also just overall.
And it's weird because he's only 36.
I'm like, dude. Old. Yeah, I can't. I mean, when I'm 36, I hope that I still have some pep in my step.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so excited I could finally drive a car when I rent it. But I feel like I was also watching just my overall impression of him. Like, when they go to Lake Tahoe, and we'll get there, it's like, this is a guy who has no, he has no curiosity about any of the world. Like, aside from other people, he's like, traveling is good because traveling has trees and boats and people, and then you get to fuck people in a different town. Like, that's all. There's no,
it's so true,
curiosity.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to also say, normally I'm such a freak when I host this and I pause it and I can write down everything verbatim, but I'm staying in a hotel and so I can't pause it. So it's also insane, like the handwriting is the insane scribbling of real time. So it was really featuring, I would say the main players were Crystal, who's, oh, give me your take.
She's
on Crystal.
Bananas.
Oh my God, here's, as a person with an odd voice, it's like, as the night went on, she was barely audible by the end. It was like,
and I mean, I don't, like, if you can't help your voice, you can't help your voice.
That's not a real voice.
Because it changes a lot, so it's definitely not real.
She's so fucked up. Okay, here we go.
And she's real crazy.
So we start out, and there's a preview of the episode, and she says, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be flawless. Like, the douchiest statement ever made.
Yeah.
I just wanted, like, if I were her, I would have wished I could have, like, disengaged my hamstring enough to reach up and kick myself in the teeth and the face after I said that.
Yes.
So then there's a whole thing out in the pool. There's young Becca swimming like a little, like, she's just fun. She's carefree. She's a fun nanny. She'll swim with your kids before she fucks your husband.
Right, totally.
Just swimming in the pool. Like, yeah. I just fun. I'm a good sport. I horseback ride. Always with, like, some sort of shrug off her shoulders. Like, put your fucking coat up.
Yeah, what did she say? I can't. I always have to be in fur or something.
Yeah, it's like her faux fur. It's like, dude. Like, doesn't make you mysterious. It just means you shop at Forever 21. Nothing wrong with that. So everybody's just, like, realizing that she's a real threat. She's swimming by the pool, and everybody's talking about the age difference. Does he know? Oh, my God. Like, they're setting up the big age difference thing. And they're all like, for sure when Ari finds out, she's gone. Not only is she not gone, it's going to be a boner the
creepier
size of
Yeah, it was like
Washington Monument.
You could see him get so erect when she said she was 22. And you that's
heard, like,
what
a thump at the bottom of the table.
Yeah. And that's like, what I was like
crashing down at his dick. Like,
yeah. And that's what I was done with him, because I was like, if you're only turned on because she's younger, then you're creeping me out.
He was like, I thought you were 26, but you're, oh my God, you're barely legal. You know he's so turned on. I play Ari. So they're swimming, and somebody, and then Crystal goes, this is a man who knows what he wants. And I'll be the voice of reason and that voice of reality. And then they wheel out the...
She shouldn't say anything about voice.
Oh, my God. I'm like, girl, you should just... And then they wheel out the corpse of Chris Harrison, who's like, ladies, like an animatronic. He's like, ladies, it's time to pack your... Ari's already left. And they have to pretend like they care. Nobody wants to fuck Ari. They wanted to fuck Peter, but Peter wasn't available.
Yeah.
So they're like, pack your bags. You're going on a world tour. First stop, South Lake Tahoe. What the fuck is South Lake Tahoe?
I don't know what that means.
What is South Lake Tahoe?
I guess it's where they can film.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe regular Lake
Tahoe. Somebody tweeted at us that it was like, the first place we got a Groupon was South Lake Tahoe. Have you ever been to Lake Tahoe?
I have not.
It actually looked pretty.
It is. It's supposed to be great. I have a friend that just, Chris Frangiola, he just performed at Lake Tahoe. At the
him.
Improv, and he says we should all perform
we should.
There. And we
if you're
it.
Listening, South Lake Tahoe Improv, Sarah Colon and I want to do a
we'll
tag team.
In. We'll be in.
Do you get as uncomfortable as I do when they have to run through like Marriott's and stuff and seem excited about like the lodge? And
oh,
they're like,
yeah.
It's Lake Tahoe, and the binocular thing. Like,
yeah. I get really uncomfortable when they have to act excited about anything.
Any, like, when you see, and particularly when it's, like, The Bachelorette, and you see, like, grown men having to jump on beds, like, here we are, and, like, Malmo, Sweden, like,
yeah.
Feather, like, pillow fights.
Yeah.
Like, grown men having pillow fights. So they go up to South Lake Tahoe. He checks into the Hard Rock. The girls check into, like, the lodge from Smokey the Bear or something, or like it just feels like it's from like some child cartoon. And he goes, I think when you travel and do new things, it just helps to strengthen a bond. That's what he fucking said. Why do you hate him?
I don't, because he gets on my nerves.
Tell
I don't
me.
Know.
Break
I,
it down.
I don't know what it is. Because he doesn't care about what anyone says.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any interest in them.
Yeah.
It's like, how about force a bond by like, or how about get a bond by like asking people about
anything.
Their life?
Anything.
Anything.
Well, in some ways, like when you look at the women that he actually does seem to have a connection with, like Becca, the girl that he just like, I just want to spoil you from like the one, the long haired one from the first date,
yeah.
Which was so uncomfortable. But like, she actually... Like, it's a smart, grounded woman and actually talk to him. Like,
yeah, I thought they had, like, a thing, and then all of a sudden it seems like she's, like, on the back burner.
My theory last week was that she was going to win, but now I feel like it might be Shorty Shorehair. Do you think he's going to make everybody angry and pick this child?
I think at some point he... No, because she doesn't want to be with him.
No.
There's
that's
no
a, and he knows it. And
yeah.
He knows it.
Like, that's... The fact is, like, she just wants to be on TV. She's got some Instagram followers. She does some fun things. She's cute and funny.
Yeah.
So, she doesn't want to be with Ari.
No, not remotely. She's so young. She should be with, like, Dean.
She's so young that he was able to put his entire hand through her hoop earring last night. She was wearing such a big hoop earring that he actually put... I was like, oh my God, he's going to move his hand and rip out her earring. His entire hand went through the hoop. So I don't know if he has tiny hands or if she just wears the biggest earring.
Oh my God,
in the world.
I hope he has tiny little hands.
He was like holding her hand.
He's got Trump hands.
And his whole hand was through.
Oh my God, that's so good. So then she shows up, and so they go, and they have the one-on-one. Cien, who's way too good for him, gets the one-on-one date, and Crystal's like, Cien has a one-on-one date today, and she's probably going home tonight, and that makes me so happy. Good luck. It's like, fuck you. You are the worst.
She's so mean. I don't like her.
She's so mean.
Yeah, even on the first date, she kept interrupting. That's like you've had, and she's like, I don't know, everyone's gonna advise everybody about it, babe.
Oh my God. And she's like, I just feel bad. Like, we just have such a connection. Like, but you should get your time, but it's hard because we have a connection. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, we get it. You went to his fucking house, you met his dog. Like, I get it.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
That was so weird.
That was really weird.
She looked just like his mom.
Why did they decide to bring. Oh, she did. Why did they decide to bring
date two
on. to meet parents.
Like, the woman who looked just like his mom to meet his mom, who loved her. The mom, the only woman in America who loved Crystal is Ari's mom, which I think says something about why Ari's fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
So then they go, this date, she's so sweet, and they go parasailing. The lowest parasailing... I've gone parasailing. Have you gone parasailing?
I've gone parasailing. No, it's in Mexico.
I went to Mexico in the 90s. And I was like, I was like 13. And then I ate some spare ribs at Carlos and Charlie's. Side note, guys, if you go to Mexico and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go off-roading and eat a rack of ribs. I don't, you might want to do that in the States. I threw up 13 times in one night.
Yeah, a rack of ribs in Mexico. At a Carlos and Charlie seems like an odd choice. It seems like your parents weren't paying attention.
Oh, you know what? And that's how you go into comedy. Your parents are like, good luck in Mexico. I'll be at the swim-up bar. Mas tequila, por favor. So they go on the world's lowest parasailing date. And she's just like... And then they go on this date on the beach. And he didn't ask, just the silence. He's like, well, waves are nice. She's like, yeah. You know, he goes, waves are awesome. I'm like... The sea's awesome. I love the sea.
That's the other thing about him is I understand that I say it at times too. I try to be aware of it. The amount of times everyone says like on The Bachelor makes me want to, but he's a 36-year-old man.
He does.
And he says it more than all the girls.
I haven't noticed that because I know
I started noticing it last night when I started getting angry with him when he had his little tiny hand through a beer.
His tiny lady, like the Kristen Wiig character I said in it, like with a tiny, he's got like a micro penis and tiny hands.
So just waves are awesome and using the word like every other sentence, I'm like, what is your
You know, I program? Became aware watching him because I feel like I do this and now I really hope I never do it again. He keeps referring to them as girls and not women, like you girls. And I'm aware, I'm like, I guess, I don't know, like in this climate, right? There's something about me, it's like, and I know I do that too, but...
Yeah, but you're not a man dating 15 women at a time. Just call them women.
I'm not a 48-year-old race car driver slash like fucking Century 21 employee that's like just... fingering my way through every like unemployed actress in Los Angeles, but I hope to be one day. I
know.
Can't wait.
Well, you can only aspire to be.
So they go, and so she's like really feeling vulnerable. She really got raw by her parent at the age of 14. It was like, love isn't safe. I can't, like, I just learned, like, it was a lot of love isn't safe.
Yeah.
And but I did like the, there are other girls who this love story looks like it's more appropriate for them. Like, and I, like, I thought, I liked her pointing that out, that, you know, you always see it where it's always the white girl in the end. It's always like that she just didn't grow up with that image. And then what kind of bummed me out was like, at some point he was like, maybe this is the beginning of like our love story. And I just thought, you're not going to pick her, man. Like, don't fuck with this lovely, brilliant, Harvard educated young lady.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like she's so beautiful and cool. He didn't ask her any questions.
No, he hasn't asked anyone any questions. He just says things about the water and...
He likes the trashiest white girls. He likes trashy white girls. Like blondes. He likes, like, except for Becca.
Yeah.
Becca's not trashy. The ones he wants to bone, it's like Crystal and the single mom a little bit.
I don't know what happened to Becca, the other Becca. I really thought she was going to be a front runner. And
I did too.
This episode, and maybe they're just trying to steer us off.
I feel like they knew that he had a thing. My gut feeling is the producers know that he's got a little bit of a taste for some sort of just like a little more. And so they made him pick a very sort of very presentable. It's very Kate Middleton elegant. Like, that first Becca was very sort of presentable and elegant. And it made him seem like a thoughtful, good guy.
Yeah.
And even though all he did was, like, buy her dresses and the grossest lubes that have ever been.
Yeah. Those were so ugly. And then I love that they put all those dresses and
Rachel's
stuff on her.
Yeah.
And then all that jewelry on her, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, and you get to keep... the earrings.
Oh, like, my God, I know.
It was basically like, don't fucking try to think that you're keeping anything except for the tiniest little earrings that are in your ears.
And she's also like, I live in Minnesota. Where am I going to wear any, like, unless Prince was still alive, like, I'd like to go to, like, Paisley Park. Where am I ever, like, it's the wrong vibe for the wrong lady.
Yeah.
Like, now you're ready. You're going to be the hottest lady in Minnesota.
Now I dressed you up. for me.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's like, I want to spoil you. You need to be. It's like she.
But, it's also you're not spoiling her. ABC is spoiling her, and Rachel Zoe is spoiling her. You didn't go out and buy all this shit for her.
I actually liked. I liked all the dresses more than I wanted to. I liked them.
I like Rachel Zoe.
I did. I liked them all. When they were all
she looked good in all of them.
They did. They were all. I was like, that's. It actually made me want to go on Shopbop and look up Rachel Zoe. I was like, those are really cute dresses.
Instead, just get you another pair of Monroe sweatpants.
Oh my god, these are the best. This is the best Christmas.
I can't believe I don't have a pair on.
I gotta tell you, I saw them and I knew that I needed them in my life. And let me tell you, if you've got a big event coming up, the most overpriced pair of sweatpants, the bougie is what I asked for Christmas. I got a bougie pair of they're soft.
They're so soft.
They're so soft. Monroe. Maybe they'll sponsor me. They'll send us a pair of booty shorts or something.
Oh my god, please, Monroe, if you're listening.
Monroe, please.
We wear them to work because, you come, usually you're working at, 5 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
And late at night. So it's and we have, obviously, we get dressed here. So it's
They're the perfect. Oh my god! And they're
please
also
sponsor Arden and then me also.
Oh my god! Please sponsor both of us. Both of us. We need it. So then he was like, from the night you stepped out, I feel like I knew you, and then they had to go out, and then they had to go dance.
Wait, which one did you say this to? No,
CN.
Right.
And then they go and they have to dance, and the doors open, and there is fucking Lanko. Oh. I think that was the best. I mean, it's always my most uncomfortable watching people. It actually would, if I had
pretend to recognize somebody on stage.
Well, that and then having to slow dance. I'm actually more uncomfortable when no one is in the crowd. Like when it's just you having to slow dance in front of a violinist, on the show. I guess I'd rather do this, getting Snapchatted by strangers.
Yeah.
But having to be oh my God, Lanko's here. This was the best name ever. Lanko.
When you were texting me, because we were watching it, but I hadn't turned it on yet, and you were like, oh my god, and I was like, I don't know who that is, but then I do know that song really well, and I actually love that song.
You know that song?
I do. Why listen to country music?
So, oh my gosh, so they're a real band.
They're a real band, and they were just, that song was, I heard this story the other day, that apparently, there's a show, maybe it's Ashton Kutcher, maybe it's that show.
Okay, yeah.
On Netflix
or something. Yeah. The one about Pot Dealer or whatever.
Right, it might be that show, or maybe it's the other show, Ozark.
Yeah.
But one of those shows found that song, and it's made them huge because
Lanko! So it was actually a get. It was oh my god, so you would have actually been psyched if you were getting grinded by a realtor.
But that's the only song I know by them.
That's the only song that they've ever written.
I think it's the only one they have.
That's all. They do a concert. They just play that song 17
over and
times.
Over. Yeah.
And everyone's so psyched that it's Lanko.
Yeah.
He kissed her because that's what he does. But then he did the white guy wedding dance, the pretzel. It made me so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Every guy just knows that one move. Guys, learn how to dance. Can I just say, a guy that can actually dance a little, just dance
a little. Just a little bit, yeah.
The white guy pretzel made me...
The spin and then the pull in.
With the dip and sometimes a slide. I just get one more move.
Even if you just break apart and you just start breaking into the running man, I would respect that so much more.
I would it actually would make him interested.
Yeah, that I would appreciate.
So then they find out the one-on-one is happening, and it's Becca is going on the one-on-one, and it's a 14-year age difference. Oh, you know what? Wait, hold on. I feel like I missed one thing because it's all over the place because I couldn't pause it. It wasn't even interesting. Never mind. Never mind.
The girls were not happy about the one-on-one.
Yeah, no. So the girls were not happy, and there's the group date first, and they go into the woods, and they bring out a Green Beret combat commander, which was maybe the best thing ever. Watching the girls be willing to drink their own pee on television. I mean, that might have been one of my highlights of the season.
It's not something I was expecting.
I didn't understand what those recyclable containers, I didn't know what they were talking about was recycling. I didn't understand that they were supposed to pee in the jar. But then they all went and peed in the bottle. That's hard as a female to pee in a bottle.
It is.
And then one of them was having at it. She was psyched.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, in the interim, that sweet Mikkel I really thought, because they featured her early on in the packages, the wedding photographer from Utah, who hasn't done anything. I hope she comes back, but her grandpa died, so she had to leave.
Oh, right. She left. That was sad.
That was sad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
So then they go in the woods. They try to pee in a bottle, and Jenna, the one who was in the white dress at the end of, like, the last episode, who was, like, basically fucking him on the couch when they were both shit-faced at the very end, she was like, I will drink my pee for Ari. I've eaten bugs before. Like, it's like, she's so deviant that she just wants to fucking, she wants to drink her pee for Ari.
Yeah, yeah, she wanted.
She's like, just ask me to drink, just dare me.
Someone, please. So I can be the person that drank my pee on The Bachelor.
She was bummed that they cut him off before she got to drink her pee.
Yeah. Why can't, I was thinking about this last night, and I probably have said this every time I've ever watched The Bachelor.
Please.
But how come nobody is ever like, you know what, I'm just not feeling it?
You know what? I actually worked with, well, this happened twice. There was once in the, when it was Caitlin in the beginning and that other girl that got kicked off, and then that super gay guy that was like, I need to go find that other girl. And then they had this side relationship that they filmed.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was so gay. And then at the end, she's like, we're just going to be the best of friends. I'm like, he was like a singer-songwriter that he knew if he followed her that he would stay on. Like, that he would get publicity. And then I actually, in the Scooby-Doo movie that I did, the bad guy love interest, Brooks, was on some season I didn't watch, but I guess he made it to the final three, and then he tapped out, like, right before, like, he was final three, and then was like, I'm not into this.
Oh.
I guess in some ways, Peter kind of did that.
Kind of, yeah. But I mean, I'm just about, like, even now, at the beginning, like...
Yeah, you would think.
Why do they all act either like they're obsessed with him or heartbroken if he doesn't like them? Like, why can't one just be like, it's fine, I barely got to know him, I didn't find him that interesting, and peace out. Thanks for the screen time, ABC.
I wonder if you're so starved for any kind of, does any kind of, like, stimulus that you get just caught up in the competition and wanting to win, and you're just there for one purpose, and you don't do, and you just sit, there's no music, there's no magazines, there's no, like, you can't work out, you're just stuck in a house trying to fuck a realtor.
Right. And so you're like, the only way to get me out of this house,
I have to fuck my way out through Sotheby's.
Yeah.
In order to set myself free.
If he doesn't like me enough, then I'm going to have to keep going on group dates with all these girls, and I hate them all. So I just have to fall in love with him and try to get the one-on-ones all the time.
And I also feel like now the game has changed so much. I feel like the more I've gotten to know some of these people, because I feel like a lot of them are just trying to get to paradise. Because they pay them in paradise. They actually earn a living in paradise.
Oh, they do?
And not, but they make money in paradise. And, like, I think you get your... A lot of them, because they're all so young. Like, if you get enough Instagram followers...
Oh, you know the nanny's going to paradise.
Oh, fuck. Yes, she is.
She's so going to paradise.
Yes, she is.
Like, she... I want to look up her... Do you know her last name?
No, but I know that Debbie's been going... We got our coworker Debbie Ryan to start watching, and she is deep, and she's going to do a podcast later this season.
Because it's like, I remember someone was telling me that you have to, like, look up her, because it's like, is her, she
Instagram.
Becca K?
Her Instagram, Debbie showed it to me. It's just, like, professional photo shoot after professional photo shoot for, like, the last 5 years with, like, and, like, a lot of them with, like, almost her tits showing, like, holding, like, a little, like,
what's
pineapple in front of her tit. And then I think Becca K's the other one.
Oh.
And then, like, I think she's Becca with a K. And then, I guess, Becca Nanny Bachelor Instagram.
I'm just going to put in Becca Bachelor.
People will know who it is. So I'm going to keep... So they go on this...
Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. So then they're on this group date. They're in the woods. They have to, like, go on these teams. And then Marique is using her... She's brushing her hair and her compass, which comes up later in the greatest tag ever. And then they fight... He breaks off into these teams. And he... Crystal's pouting because she's not on a one-on-one. And then they go into a hot tub. He sticks her arm around her. And she's so... Which was weird. And then that was weird. And then the other girls were, like, kind of making fun of him. And then she's like, I'm almost 30. And she freaks out. And she, that's when she says, I don't know what I'm going to do, but whatever I do, I have a feeling it's going to be perfect. And it's like she can't handle. And they're all in the group date, like, in the hot tub, pretending to be excited by this guy.
Yeah. Pretending.
Pretending.
Yeah.
Because he's like a wet noodle.
Yeah.
When was the last...
They need more excitement.
When was the last exciting Bachelor?
I don't know. I mean, Nick was so...
And Ben Higgins was so boring.
Oh, right.
I've never seen a good Bachelor.
That one girl, also yesterday, there's a girl that looks just like JoJo. It's freaking me out. She's like got long brown hair, and I every time they pull it, I'm like, oh my god, wait, it's like JoJo.
JoJo's back. She realized she picked Jordan Rogers.
Yeah,
and he's like,
now she's back.
Who actually doesn't want to fuck her? And like, he oh god, that was an odd pairing. Okay, so then they go on the group date. She's freaking out, and he pulls aside the little young blonde Lauren, who is nervous, and then she says to him, "What are you looking for? I know you're looking for a flexible schedule. That's the only thing we've learned."
Yeah, that's the only thing you've learned about him.
That's it. That's all you know. And then she's like, "I want to be gross." He didn't even answer anything, and she's like, "I want to be old and gross looking and still spanking each other." And he goes, "I like that."
Yeah.
Just like waves are awesome.
He gives like zero.
I like that.
He gives zero insight into like what life would be like with him, except for that it would probably be pretty boring.
He does let you know it'll be boring. Like if nothing else, you've been forewarned it's gonna be boring.
Yeah, that's basically all he does.
I think he grew up as like a real rich kid who's like hot enough that like he didn't have to develop. I think he's really rich and his parents are rich and he didn't have to develop a personality.
Yeah, when we went to his house in that first that was, I was like, oh, it seems like his family has
ton of money. John was saying that his family has like $15 million and Ari has like four. But like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then Kendall's psyched because she's always wanted to eat a bunch of bugs. She kisses him. And
she doesn't want to eat a bunch of bugs and drink her own pee.
Yeah, she goes, "I always want to eat a bunch of bugs." And he goes, "That was gross." He's dumb. "I like that. Water's awesome. But that was gross." And then she said, "I brought Ping Ping, my penguin." And then he goes, "How does one travel with taxidermy?" And she said, "Ping Ping's actually the best traveler I've ever seen." And he actually did say one funny line, which was, "Because he's not alive."
Ari, jokester.
That's what I wrote down. Sex addicts. That was the first sign of sex addicts. And then he still tongue kissed her after hearing about Ping Ping. When you hear about Ping Ping, like my penguin that's been on my shoulder, then that's when you go, you know what? Maybe I'll let you see the door. And instead, he was like, "I am gonna like try and dry hump you right here." Like,
well, because he also figures if she's lonely enough to travel with a dead penguin, that she's definitely going to be interested in him.
And like, everything's open. Nothing's off limits. Like, she's down for, and she
backdoor.
Ever. That's what I've seen. There's no part that is off limits.
No.
Ping Ping can get involved. Ping Ping should fully get involved. So then Crystal says, "I felt really challenged to be on such a large group date. Like, I just feel like the other girls don't have a sense of self-identity." Like, everything she said would make... I would not want to take the bait, but I would still take the bait.
Oh, it would be hard not to, because she's so, demeaning to everybody else. Like, she thinks, like...
You would try not
to. Like, good, you have a nice body and you live in San Diego. Like, it's good for you.
And so Tia and Caroline just start to be like, shut the fuck up. I love Tia.
Yeah, I like Tia.
At first I was like, okay, you know, they wanted to give you like a substitute Raven, but this is Clavin. It's Tia.
Yeah.
Like, but I have to say, she's fun and she's cool.
She is fun and she's cute.
She's cute and she's cool and she's a real lady. And then she goes, every time she, I'm talking about Crystal, every time her mouth opens, my face goes, what? And I was like, that's right. And then Crystal goes, I'm a mix of emotions. I got a target on my back for having my one-on-one so early. It's like, no, that's not why.
No, it's because you're a dick.
A full sack
you're
of
mean.
Shit.
You're mean, like, and that's why there's a target
on
your back.
Becca got all those Louboutin and those, she didn't have a target on her back.
No, we didn't even see her next
Nobody
episode.
Even knows that she's part of the show.
No, she's literally disappeared.
And then somebody says, where the fuck is she now? And then somebody said, kissing his ass. Was that about Ari?
I think it was. I think because she had like gone off to...
Oh, she pulled him aside.
Yeah.
And then she says to him, people feel threatened. I just feel like I'm coming from a place of love. And, like, I just feel like people feel so hurt that people just judge me. And then Tia came up and she goes, will you ask for a minute? And then he was like, can I have a minute? And then he's like, she goes, I'm so above this and I'm so beyond this. And it was just like,
she's so condescending. Like, you're not above it. You're on The Bachelor. Like, you're you're not above it, you're exactly at it. Like, yeah. You're at that same level.
Oh, no,
as
you're the
else.
Worst. You're not only you're not above it, you are like one of the largest villains they've ever had. I hate her more than I hated Olivia with her mouth open.
I was about to say that she reminded me of Olivia.
Yeah. And we all thought the mom was going to be Olivia, but it's Crystal. It was a switcheroo.
Yeah.
So then Tia and Caroline. So she went and tattled to Ari. Tia and Caroline come over and was like, did you spend your time talking to him about us? And she...
Can you believe it? That is where we got caught off. And I actually did a tweet of the week, but I'm thinking I may save the tweets because there was a lot of funny ones. And you can keep tweeting at me all week, and I will do them live at Sketchfest this weekend. I will read them, and we will pick the one from this week at Ardemyrin, ArdeMyrin, hashtag WYATR, and we will pick the live tweet of the week on stage at Cobb's Comedy Club. And, oh my God, there were so many funny. You guys are on fire. Please like us on iTunes and... on Facebook, we had a lot of really great comments. I don't know if you recall, but I got called. It was a political podcast, and the host sounded like a hyena that had been getting dunked in scalding lava. And I think my favorite iTunes review was this week. By the way, I've gotten like 2 hours of sleep in like 3 days. That's why I sound like a lunatic. 5 stars, highly recommend. Noelle Rose writes, one of the best political hyena in lava. One of the best political hyena in lava podcasts out there. I like that it's only one of the best. I like that there's more happening out there. We also got another call. We got another one. My Oasis on Grief Island, 5 stars from Wing Cupid. Unfortunately, I've been on Grief Island. I'm so sorry, girl. What a way to start 2018. But this podcast has been my Oasis every week. I've been listening since day one. Thank you. And funny enough, this was my first season of watching The Bachelor as well. Oh, I wish you'd been listening since day one, but you never watched the show. I don't know how you just watch the show without the relief of this podcast. Never stop. And Arden, I'm a fan of the dentist x-ray blanket too. Again, if you get the weighted blanket... I have a 25-pounder. Apparently, you're supposed to get one that's 10% of your body weight. And so I'm trying to bulk up to 250 pounds to balance out my blanket. And I will just read. We got some cool emails. Let's see. I'll read one of the emails. Okay, rosepodcast@gmail.com. You can email us. And here is some of the emails. It's coming. I don't want to brag, but I have really slow hotel internet. Oh, okay. Lauren Nickerson sent us a link to the Airstream's caravan outpost. It's in Ojai. Thank you for sending us that. We have another person, Christy Bonet, sent us the caravans. I've stayed at the caravan outpost before, and it's so cool. It's in Ojai, and I would love to go to a live show hosted there. Bonus, the Ojai Humane Society is literally right down the street. I'm just hoping they hose down the caravans after Ari dry humped everyone. Thanks for doing the Lord's work, Christy. Well, thank you for emailing us. Guys, I'm sorry it was so rushed and abbreviated today, but I actually had to go earn a living. I know. Paget isn't the only one. I have to go buy my own one-piece bathing suits and thongs once in a while. But I will be with my queen this weekend at Sketchfest, and there will be a special podcast up next week. Okay, bye. Oh, my God. Do I now have to figure out how to play the song out? Am I going to be alone in a hotel right now playing? Yes, I am. This is what's happening. This is happening alone in Atlanta. Oh, yeah. Oh, Atlanta. Oh, you going out tonight, Atlanta? Well, maybe there's something new in the ATL. Yeah, that's right. Will you accept this bone zone? Hey, girl, I like your cardigan sweater. I'm 78 years old, and rumor has it you're almost 18. I'm a realtor / car enthusiast. Water's neat. I like that. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.